We're back with another episode of your favorite podcast. And if it's not your favorite podcast, damn, it's because you haven't listened to us yet. Bruising Banter, episode 66, special episode, ladies and gentlemen. First time guest, long time listener, and sponsor of the podcast, we have Mr. Dallas. Dallas, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I've been trying to get here, but G over here lying on the podcast talking about how he's going to get me on. I've sent him tens and twenties of dollars to try to get on, but I guess it finally added up to $30 for him to put me on this podcast. So just in case y'all wonder how much it costs.
For the record, I'm not the only one getting these stipends. I split these commissions with my co-hosts. James, Greg, how are we?
You know, I'm here another week. It is an easier week this week so far, but I don't know if I'm gonna make it though, regardless.
You deserve that, James. You deserve an easy week, bro.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Oh, appreciate that.
Psych.
I tried.
Don't.
Greg, before you got on here, I told James, I better not hear another story about how he had to work 6 days and he got to work 12 hours.
That's what I'm saying, bro. The people don't want to hear that shit, James. Just tell them.
Listen. Today, I didn't have to go to Perryton or nothing, so it was cool. I didn't have to drive 4 hours, so I'm here. I'm cool. I'm not exhausted. But you know,
I got people in McAllen. They're gonna be looking it up like, where's Perryton? You don't give a damn about Perryton.
Basically Oklahoma, but
facts. The guests that we've had, you know, we typically ask them to introduce themselves, say a little about who they are. So take it away, Dallas. Tell the people what you do. If you want to give some background as to how you know us, please, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I went to law school with G. I met James when he was the young age of 33. This was about 22 already. Years ago. All right? So he was young. I had asked when he graduated, but I think he had told me 1997. So the numbers weren't adding up. But I met G, and he was the roommates with some of my close friends. And then he moved out and was roommates, I think, with one of my friends. And then he was just cool. Honestly, I always give G a lot of crap, but he is one of the smartest people I know. And he's kind of funny too. So I always tell people that he's funny, but he would get mad because he always felt like he had to be like just dancing for people and shit, but whatever. I met James because James was also there with G. And I just recently had the pleasure of meeting Greg one time when we all went to dinner. So, I mean, that's how I know y'all. We basically met each other in Canyon. I know James worked. Did you work at the Walmart there too, right?
Yeah.
I worked there for like a week. So I think I worked there too. I hated that Walmart.
Still that.
I honestly, not to talk bad about WT, but a lot of the people that were considered smart, I didn't think they were that smart. So meeting G, I was actually surprised by his ability to keep a conversation going and his somewhat intelligence. And then he started dating one of my best friends. So that's also why I was able to know who G was and hang out with him. I've seen him grow a lot as a young man, seen him mature, become a great dad, which I never didn't think wasn't going to happen. So I actually was the officiant at his wedding. And I was nervous for that because most of the people that I end up marrying, there's about a 50-50 rate right now in divorces. So I didn't really want to do it, but
did not know that fun fact.
So I need them to stay strong because I need my percentage to go up. But yeah, went to college, WT, went to high school in Plainview, good old Plainview, Texas. Lived all around Texas except for the El Paso area. So I live in McAllen right now, which is down south. I got a lot of family and I've lived a little bit in San Angelo. I've lived in Houston. I've lived in Dallas and, of course, everywhere in the Panhandle. So I got a lot of different parts of Texas in me and been in a lot of different areas of Texas. Now I'm an attorney out in McAllen and I've been doing that for, I think, 5 years, but I honestly couldn't tell you because after the first year, it just kind of runs together. out here just trying to keep criminals on the streets.
Wait, hold on. You said on the streets?
On the streets.
Yeah. Okay, okay. On the streets. Had to clarify.
I don't know. They pay for these chains and everything. I'm over
here. Like, wow. I wish the man's got a whole bottom piece in right now.
Yeah, we are. I've been waiting for these clips to drop too. So I'm like that's why I came prepared. I was like, you know, good podcast. They put clips out. But no, I digress.
Good podcast.
we're still early in our years.
64? Like
66.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's true.
Oh, thank video you. Goddamn, I was a tough crowd.
Video editing takes a lot too, so I just gotta get on that. But anyway, regardless, I put out memes for the most part.
It takes having viral sensations like Dallas is. Dallas has gone viral. I don't have TikTok, but what I see on Instagram and my wife is kind enough to share what's on TikTok. This man, I mean, it might be influencer first, attorney at law second.
And I'll quit if I can get enough followers up and selling shirts, grills.
I'll quit.
It's a way to make ends meet.
Yeah. That's
true. Yep.
So my wife, avid listener, she wanted me to mention this. Greg, Dallas already mentioned as well. Why are you always calling out James about being tired like you don't plan your naps?
Damn.
You talking to me or Dallas?
I'm talking to you, Greg. Dallas mentioned it about you mentioning James being tired, but you give James shit for being tired, but you plan your naps.
I don't plan my naps.
You said you always nap on like Thursday or something.
No. I just nap. I don't plan them.
Regardless, you nap though. So why is my man getting flack?
I don't know. I don't tell the people about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get on the podcast talking about, shit, I put 800 hours this week, fucking tired. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that's what I do. What do you mean? Just a little bit of my day. Okay. Well, say you're tired.
I'll stop. I forget. Some of us here, one of us here, about to get that social security check. And
that's crazy. That's
crazy.
He's trying to do it. He's trying to do it.
Qualified for the naps.
Before it's gone, I gotta cash in, bro.
I don't know how old James is. And like, if you were to tell me like 33, I'd be like, that's a damn lie. If you were to tell me 35, I'd be like, that's a lie. We were 19 and James was buying alcohol for us. Like, it don't even make sense. I'm confused. Like,
he's an enigma. The man is like a mythical being.
What do you
I
mean?
I will say he's looked the same. He has not aged.
Facts.
He has not aged.
Appreciate that. But I'm not going to tell my age on here. I'm pretty sure I've had before, but I'm going to just keep it.
Every time it was different. It was different every time.
All right.
We'll give you a hint, listeners. He was there for the march at Selma.
That's wild,
as a participant.
Hell no.
He was the one spraying the hoses.
That's even more insane, bro.
Damn, I knew you were Republican, but I didn't know it was like that.
We're not about to put that out there, bro. We're not about to say that.
Hell the listeners know I'd be bullshitting.
Oh, shit.
I bet we know who your favorite characters are in Django and stuff. Like
Steven.
I'll end this shit right now. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm gonna start with some questions that I didn't get to.
I'm gonna start real quick because
go ahead. My fault.
I learned something today, and it's not every day that I learn something. They're electing a new pope. Y'all know how that process works?
The Cardinals do it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
James, are you familiar?
It's like a tournament, right?
That's what it should be, bro.
WrestleMania with the Cardinals. Hell yeah.
They need to put all the Cardinals in like a paintball arena, bro, and just let them shoot it out. But no, bro, what it is they lock themselves in the Sistine Chapel and they go through rounds of voting. And whoever secures 2/3 of the votes is the new pope. So after the first round of voting, if there's a pope that's been selected, they send up white smoke through a chimney and they alert the public. If they can't get a new pope, it's black smoke. So I thought that was kind of cool. And people like wait outside for this smoke, bro. Then if they can't do it today, obviously it goes into, 3 days of voting. And if it's not solved by the third day, they take a 24-hour break and then come back and vote on the fourth day. So on and so forth for 13 days. And then they have a runoff. interesting stuff I just found out. I didn't know how none of this worked until today, so I just thought I would ask y'all, especially with Dallas coming on and, you know, him being a man of the law and man of the, you know, man of these processes.
I didn't know none of that shit. I was like, you know, they're talking shit in there too, though. Hey, have y'all seen that show on HBO about the church, the mega church? Oh man, what is it called?
Is that the righteous?
Yeah, the righteous gemstones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That shit is hilarious. I bet you how that's how they're talking in there too. But hey, man, you know you're a bitch, right? You shouldn't elect him.
It has to be, bro, because you're doing 7 rounds of voting, and how is your vote going to change? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's going to be some swaying in there.
They'd be like, hey, I heard one time he got some, you know. So
he's not celibate. He's not.
He gave up.
I think he likes men, so we can't have him.
I only knew about the smoke part. That's all I knew about. I didn't know about the voting and everything.
I thought
they just like just congress, and then, you know, they just everybody got some gloves, and whoever won was the Pope. I don't know. Then the smoke came out, you know. Cool.
James has lived 12 different lives, so there's no telling if this actually is true. This could have been how they did it back in the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Pope John Francois. That's how he won. Francois. He was a tournament back in '92.
I thought it was like a Harry Potter sorting hat type of situation. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Yeah,
nah,
I thought that worked.
Nah, I've been seeing more of it because they got they're 2 guys who are black that they've been saying like, oh yeah, one of these guys is gonna get it. But one side is like, if we elect this guy, he's a bigot, and the other guy, we should get him in. And I'm like, I'm not gonna read up on this, and my vote don't count either. So why does it matter?
Yeah.
Hey, but there was a picture of them boys. That was the hardest photo I've seen in a minute. They all had their robes on. I think it was at the funeral. They said if you put a little parental explicit thing in the corner, that's the hardest rap album in like a decade
or two. Oh, with the red garbs and stuff? Yeah. I did see
them boys be dressing. They should have gone
to the picture was hard, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, when y'all see articles and everything, because like sometimes, very seldomly, I really go check the facts out. But most of the time, I'm like, I don't even care. Like, a lot of the information is, I'm like, I read the whatever it says, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm not gonna read into this.
I'll read the headline and then I'll like the top of the paragraph, and that's about it. Like, if it doesn't give me like in the first like paragraph or something, I'm just like, all right, then let me just Google and see what everybody else is saying, and then I'll go back and kind of like contrast and stuff. Because if it's a long article, I'm not gonna read the whole thing.
At work, we have to use what the fuck is it called? It's not the Internet Explorer no more. It's Microsoft Edge. Yeah, so you know, I'd be clicking, I'd be at work not doing shit. I click a new tab and it gives me all the news, bro. But you know, I'd be reading and shit. Like today, I read about my boy Jerome Powell. He fucking up again. He's leaving the rates where they're at. And I'm like, man, Trump ain't gonna like that. James is gonna be upset whenever he comes up. You know what I'm saying?
That's brother, man. No, man. Hey, we from West Texas, James. It's a thing, man. It just happens.
Nah.
What kills me is my wife came down here, and my uncle, right? He's got like slick back Mexican hair, Mexican mustache, facial hair, and everything. And he was like, "Hello there, how are you doing?" And she was like, "What the hell?" She's like, "Why does he talk like that?" No, and I was like, I didn't think about it till today. I was at one of the appliance stores here, and this older Mexican gentleman, which I would have thought he only spoke Spanish, he was just like, "Yeah, how you doing there, youngin? Where do you need this?" And I was like, "Sir, I need the tape. Where's the tape?" And I know my wife would have been like, "What?" I'm like, "It's just like that out here. Like, even the Mexicans learn English pretty fast. You got to figure it out." So,
yeah, we talked about articles, headlines. Nisha, a good friend of the podcast, retweeted something. So I wanted to bring it to y'all because we have 2 wealthy people on the show today.
James, you made it?
Nah, it ain't.
I'm Greg and James.
Their names rhyme with egg and ballast. So the New York Post, the headline, because remember, I don't read it. Bush official claims that the U.S. built secret $21 trillion underground city for rich and powerful to live if near extinction event happens. For those of you who haven't watched Paradise, number one, go watch it. Yes. Number two, there may be some spoilers, but this is pretty much what Paradise pertains to. So I put it in here, number one, to talk about, you know, how crazy is that? Do you believe it? If somebody from the administration is saying that it's happened, I got to think that it happened. And then number two, would you even want to be a part of it? So if you could, I don't have enough money for the ticket in, obviously, so I'd have to sneak in. But if you snuck in, would you want to live there? Because if they catch you, you're basically going to be a, can we say slave in 2025?
Why not? They still got them. They never left.
Yeah, well, yeah. In that case, no. You're basically going to be a slave. You know what I mean? It's like, you ain't got one of our bracelets. You're not one of us. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to live the rest of your life in an underground cave just being a barista. Not that there's any problems with baristas. I love y'all. You do great work. But if
stop asking me for tips, though. But whatever.
Yeah. Can you just answer this question on the screen real quick? No, turn that shit back around.
It was 10. It was like $5. Why do you need $5 more?
So take that and run with it. Do you believe it? Would you live down there? What are your thoughts on it? So on and so forth.
You want to know my thoughts real quick? Mm-hmm. I got a snow cone the other day, and it was $5. I'm pissed about that, Dallas.
$5 snow cone is wild, bro.
Hey, but you know what I will say? Money won't matter down there. So you can get a free snow cone.
I believe it, bro. Like, if there's one thing the United States government's gonna do is it's gonna protect the rich. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I want to know where it's at, because I might want to send them a little gift. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to go. Like, if the world's gonna end, I'm gonna take my daughter. Honestly, it matters more because I'm a dad. So I'm like, I'd want her to grow up and have a life, but. Honestly, when I get enough money, I've been already trying to find like bunkers to build, but you can't build them down south because like of the sea level. So it has to be like certain areas. But so I'm wondering like if I even be able to make it like a 3-hour trip if the world's going to end and shit. But I don't know, but I'd be down because I mean, it's going to be the same world and we all travel in the same 5-10 mile radius daily. So it's not like your life changes that much. You're going to hate your neighbor. You're going to get mad at your wife. You're going to raise your kids. Like it's going to be the same thing all the time. So it really, you're right. Your life's really not going to change. You're just not going to be able to go to like Houston or anywhere. You're just going to live, see the same people and they predominantly going to be white, but I ain't going to bring up that whole issue on here. Cause you know, I ain't trying to get the cancer already, but yeah, you know, whatever it is.
How much am I paying to get into it? And if it's like a crazy amount, man, just let me go down with the earth. Fuck it. I mean, it is what it is. If it's my time, it's my time. So I go down with the ship just because I don't know what kind of system we're going to have down there. Like the whole bunch of rich people already paid for it. They got their own like suites and stuff like that. What am I going to get? Like just some bum ass dirt corner or some shit like that, living on the streets or something. I don't know what's going to be down there. So I go down with the ship.
If they take a farm, I'm going to be there. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be there.
Y'all need lawyers. It's like Noah in the Ark. Got to have 2 lawyers, 2 doctors. I feel bad now because whenever I thought about it, I said, hell no, nah, yeah, shit, I ain't going to sneak in there. I ain't going to be nobody's servant. And then I thought, you know, Dallas brings up his daughter. You know, I too am a father. And I'm like, you know what? Damn. I do got a kid now, huh? You know, if I could get P and baby girl in there, I would. I'm like, nah. I'll come back for y'all. I'm going to see if I can go save everybody else. Knowing good and damn well, I'm just going to be chilling. Hey,
you're not Bruce Willis, bro.
Yeah,
you're not Bruce Willis like that.
You don't know this. You don't know what I'm capable of.
I do.
I could stop Haley's comet if it was coming in.
How?
It's simple physics.
Explain.
I don't want to get into it. This isn't that kind of show. Yeah. The people don't come here for meteorite talk, James.
What did you say on Pineapple Express? It's really scientific. We don't get into it right now.
Exactly. This guy gets it. If somebody's saying it's true, I'm going to believe it until somebody proves that it's not. And we won't know until it's too late anyway. That location would get leaked, like the pop-up shows, Travis Scott and everything else. Like, oh, yeah, if you make it here by midnight, you get in. It's like, bitch, y'all are in Colorado. Ain't no way I'm making it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Colorado, I got home from work early today. My neighbor was outside, and she was like, oh, I put your package on your porch. I don't know if you saw it on your camera. Knowing damn well I ain't got a camera. anyway, so I was like, hey, you know, they gave us these roll-off trash cans now. I don't know if y'all know this. I never said it on the podcast, but I'm scared of wasps, like deathly afraid. I know that it probably ain't that bad to get stung, but I don't want to get stung, bro. So I'm like super scared of wasps. I told her, I was like, hey, I'm probably going to put some mint plants and some citronella out this summer. I hope you don't mind. She's like, I'm going to tell you the truth. On Friday, I'm going to Colorado for the next 3 months. So you can put whatever you want out. So I imagine she's going to be in that underground, whatever the fuck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you just spend summers elsewhere, like you got money.
They call them winter Texans over there in McAllen. They spend an entire winter over there because they don't want to be cold, so they're just in the south. I'm like,
that's well,
I spend my summer and winter in the Clan Handle.
Sam.
Yeah, she said, we'll be back in September. See you then.
Got 806 tattooed on me, you know.
Damn.
It'll always have a place in my heart.
Loyal to the soil, this one. He loves coming back. He said, hey, how's it going? God damn, I missed y'all.
And they always look the same. They're like, what the hell is this?
This is a Puerto Rican?
What is it? I get stopped every time. I'm like, nah, Lee. The last time I got stopped, they really did. They were like, the funniest thing was the first time Trump got elected, I was driving up here, and it was hot. I think my air conditioner had gone out, and all I had was a tank top on and just tattoos covered. The guy literally ran back to his truck and drove off. He came to get gas, and he just saw me, and I was putting gas, and he was just like,
"It's and the I was cartel. Like,
sir, I'm from here. I'm from here." And I was like, "Oh, whatever, man."
Pointing at your 806 tattoo.
I'm here. I'm here.
Then go back to everybody. It was on the Facebook group the next day. The cartels infiltrated the Panhandle.
They invaded us. They're coming.
So the ICE can't get here quick enough. Damn it.
I don't know if y'all seen this TikTok or not, but there's this British dude on there, and he's talking crazy about 100 Brits versus 100 Americans. And he said, we're going to bring Birmingham, London, Manchester, Nottingham, and Liverpool, and we'll give y'all Louisiana, L.A., New York, Chicago, and Texas. And he's talking crazy that the British were going to whoop our ass if it was 100 versus 100. And it said just fists in a room, 100 versus 100. I just want to get y'all's take on that because this man talking crazy on TikTok.
We don't even need those states that he mentioned. You could just send Florida.
Yeah.
And Florida take care of them boys real quick. Anybody with fat dreads? If you got fat, untouched dreadlocks, I'm afraid of you. I don't care what else you look like. You could tell me you've never been in a fight. You could say you're unarmed. I'm like, listen, man. You couple that with all gold teeth. If you're from Hollywood, Florida, anywhere around Miami, no. No, you probably bite people for fun. They can go take care of them British people. But listen, anybody, I love the British accent. This is well documented on this podcast. Anybody that walks around and says, "Isn't it?" You got no way to win a fight. And if you're talking about Liverpool, I'm like, you're talking about soccer teams. I didn't even know that was a real place. I thought it was just a football club.
That's a place.
Good luck, UK. Good
they
luck.
Can't even. The thing is, they assume we're going to send people from major cities. They can't even handle major cities. They can't handle Idaloo. Oh, I seen them boys. They're going to be struggling. What you talking about?
Idaloo.
I'm like, look, I'm just going to go randomly, and I'm not going to go to major states. I'm just going to go in someone's backyard, but you and be like, just come on, y'all can beat up some British people, and they're gonna be like,
yeah,
okay. And like, I
got
just,
it.
I couldn't see how it'd be a competition. And I've never seen like a group of swole British people like that look intimidating.
Yeah,
I've seen every race of intimidating people, whether it be a group of Samoans, a group of white people, black people, Mexicans, and I'm like, God, I don't want to walk down this area right now. Like, a big group of British people, I'm gonna be like, what are you going to do, stab me? I'm like, okay. I'm like, getting stabbed does not scare me. Like, that's not a big deal. Like, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing. And even the guy who said it, I was like, this man going to get mollywopped. He going to be.
Yeah. I saw his TikTok and I said, I don't know if you're the person to be bringing this up because I feel like you're not going to make the cut, bro, at all. So, I mean, whatever. I just
picture 100 Kimbo slices.
I'll send 100 Jameses, 4-3 speed, apparently, supposedly.
Not what I said, but hey, man, British people, they wilding out. I don't know why we needed like all the major cities and stuff, or it's major states, but we just need a few people. We can go to I go to Stratford right here and grab some white dudes off their offensive line, and just send them.
I promise they wouldn't.
Y'all are offending Greg because he's the biggest Central C fan I've ever met.
I do like Central C.
I like Central C too. So I think Central would be on our side. He'd be like, like I'm here with Drake. Yeah. I'd be like, Drake's Canadian. Like, what?
No. What you got, Greg?
Regarding this, or can I?
Yeah. I asked you. Sorry.
There's a lot. There's a lot of different things that 100 of would scare me, and British people ain't in that list. You know what I'm saying? You say 100 spiders, I'm scared. You know, you say 100 wasps, I'm scared. 100 British folk, I'm like, it's kind of more of a nuisance. You know what I'm saying?
That's just a lot of bad teeth. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh man, bro.
It's 100 people calling me bruv. I don't like
it. It's 100 Harry Potters. Like they do not scare.
Damn. That's true. Well, what if they got magic then? If they're Harry Potter.
If they can use the magic, we can use the burner.
Okay. Yeah. Oh shit.
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. Like, I'll get a Harry Potter tattoo, but I've seen all the things where they're like, yeah, we're going to use our wand. Man, them boys are always just standing there dumb. Wait, I'm like, you're not going to see a bullet. You'll be dead. I just got a gun right now that like has these massive bullets, but it travels slower. So whenever I shoot it through the suppressor, you don't hear it like 50 yards away. Like it doesn't, it's just like, I'm going to be like, and it's legal, guys. It's all legal. I'm a lawyer.
I can't argue it. He's a lawyer. Yeah.
So, can't argue that. That's hilarious. Speaking of Harry Potter, I just recently just watched, what was it? Prisoner of Azkaban? Yeah, that's what it was called. I think I might be locked in. I think that one was that one kind of got my attention. The first two, they were kind of slow, and I just wasn't really interested in it. But this third one with the buddy was like a werewolf, and then the other dude, I forget what he was. He turned into a dog and then a person.
Sirius Black.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, if this is what Harry Potter is going forward, I think I can stick with it. But I thought I was gonna like stop watching it after those first two. But I thought I'd give it a third movie. But it's pretty solid.
You a Hufflepuff?
I think he is.
He may make it to the Ravenclaw, but as long as you know what you are, I'd be hating these people that are like, I'm Slytherin. I'd be like, boy, your mama been breastfeeding you for 24 years. You ain't no Slytherin.
Damn.
I know for sure I'm not Slytherin. Nah, I can't do that. Yeah, I think Hufflepuff or maybe Ravenclaw. I'm not too sure yet. Like, I want to do one of them stupid ass like little things or whatever that'll tell you, oh, this is where you will go, and I'm gonna see if I agree with it or not. But I think I lean more towards Hufflepuff for sure.
You're gonna be a mudblood. That's what's gonna call you.
I doubt it.
It's Britain. They may call them some other things too.
Yeah.
The first question on the survey is always like, what's your ethnicity? It's like, hold on, why does that matter?
They're like, Slytherin, black.
Yeah.
Why was my survey was 20 questions? Why was his only one?
Oh shit!
James gonna be there. I don't think this is my group. They're real mean over here.
I don't know what's happening over here, bro. I'm not vibing.
What'd you have next, Greg? God.
There was a video going around. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was a video of. It's really just a question for Dallas. There was a video of a cop doing a routine pullover. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they're speeding or whatever. But anyway, he ends up getting this family out their vehicle and searching the car. But before he can, he's got the body cam rolling and he looks in. There's a raccoon sitting in the driver's seat and the raccoon is hitting a meth pipe. This is in Ohio. My question for Dallas is, could you get that raccoon off?
I don't know Ohio law, but... No, that man going to jail. I got numerous stories like that where like people be high, probably be meth over there. I don't know what their drug of choice is in McAllen, but they'll be high to their mind. And at first, when I meet them, they're like, "I didn't do it," and we're in jail. Now I'm like, "All right, man, I'll do everything I can." And then I'm like watching the video, and this video is in 4K. hey, some of these new stores and stuff, and it's him looking at the camera. And he got this knife, and he's like, give me all your money. So I don't usually go visit them, like, all the time, but I was in my car, knocked on, hey, can you let me go talk to him? Yeah. I said, hey, you want to watch a video? And he's like, what's up? I click it. I'm playing. I'm like, who's that? He's like, oh, damn, I did do it.
So what do you say? Can you get me out of this?
Yeah, I was like, you gonna have to sit in here a little bit, but you'll go home. You'll go home soon.
You have to wait to see the judge on Monday.
Dude, I spent a little time.
Maybe kill
me. I just sent that picture of the raccoon to the podcast group chat. Dallas, you're not in here, but G can send it to you.
He's really hitting the
edges, this, bro.
Yeah. Like, it looks like he's done it before, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, I've never seen that raccoon. He came with his own pipe. Like, he jumped in my window.
I think the crazier part is if you look at this picture closer, the passenger window looks like it's like fishnet, and then the back passenger window looks like it's that weird kind of wooden fencing that's kind of diagonal diamond pattern.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly.
So this family, that's their pet. Like, they all smoke meth together.
They keeping them in there, bro, locked up.
White chick's like, that ain't no dog. That's family.
A few times in this podcast, if you think you may have broke the law, shut up. All right? Just shut up. Like, that's all I need y'all to do. Like, okay, that's all my PSA. So it's like... Even the crack pipe, I'd be like, they'd be like, whose is that bag? I don't know. Don't say nothing.
I have no idea.
Listen, I'm going to shamelessly plug. If you're not listening to the podcast, you just got free legal advice. I don't know this man's hourly rate, but if you ain't tuning in yet, they don't get no better than this, baby. Bruising Banter, where we get you and you get off. Hold on.
Hey, yo.
Hold on.
Hey, yo.
I always try these taglines, and they always come out odd. James, do your editing prowess.
Odd? Make it sound good. I'm going to leave that in there.
Nah, you're going to leave that in
there. You know what? I'm going to bump it up.
Cut it, James. Cut it.
Put it under his, too, where it's like a comment,
yeah,
little closed captions and everything.
No, but yeah, that I've only been to Ohio one time. I went to Columbus. But when I saw that picture, or when I saw that video, I wasn't surprised that it was Ohio, bro. I'm just going to keep it a buck. That's the that encapsulates the state very well.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all ever plan to go.
No, I like my raccoons.
I can tell you where that raccoon got them drugs from.
Where'd he get them from?
J.D. Vance's mama. Because she doesn't do drugs anymore, so she just gives them away. I don't want these no more.
I'm getting on the animals.
Hey, that is wealth, though. I did help a guy from spending life in prison, and all because all he did was give his drugs away, and he did. We proved it. He didn't sell them. He gave them away.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, that is not a defense, though, y'all. Don't be giving that away. All right, don't talk to the police. All right. Doing life, but you could. All right, you could.
Yeah. You very well could.
Yeah.
I had this topic on my notes, so I had a follow up question. So a raccoon on meth is to me is pretty scary, right? Because those animals are already quite sketchy as it is. Aside from Cocaine Bear, because that's been documented in a well known film, what is another animal combined with a drug that you would not want to encounter in the wild?
Mm. A moose on speed. That's probably.
Ooh, bro. Mm-mm.
Damn. I was gonna get active. Smaller. So I had a badger, like on PCP. Mm. Like you guaranteed to get fucked up because those things are already aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, PCP.
Angelus Holmes.
A lioness on crack wouldn't be good. But yeah, even something as simple as a kangaroo,
mm-mm,
I'm like, if they got unlimited just power and strength going at you, because you know, crackheads don't stop.
Yeah. And it doesn't, bunny. I didn't think kangaroo. Damn, they're scary too.
That's deadly, bro. Maybe a fucking a horse, bro. Just give it like some speed or something like that. That bitch is just gonna be going, just running forever. That's what I would think.
That might be a good form of transportation.
And now I'm thinking of a bull.
Yeah,
a horse. And now I'm scared of a bull. I'm like, golly.
You a bull? Some cocaine?
Mm-mm. I'd give some wasps, some heroin, and introduce them.
How would you give them heroin?
I don't know, see how just so they could be chilling.
But how?
Sleepy.
Yeah, that's give them some Fenihana.
Wait. There's liquid heroin.
I think y'all are thinking, what is already an awful animal? Like if you give a donkey drugs, them motherfuckers are already awful animals. Like they really could just. I mean, all the other creatures are relatively docile, but a goat, a goat's and
goat,
they eat everything and they're mean. A mule. True.
You can tell this man lives in the valley. He said goats, donkeys,
man,
chupacabras.
Man. Yeah, I tell you, I'm still scared of lie. You don't know how I'm like, you
know? Goats are already doing parkour and shit. Give them a little bit of cocaine and crack. Oh no, nah,
hey boy, I pay money to watch that because they be going hard off walls. Just flint.
Nah, I want to see a kangaroo off that shit that Aaron Rodgers takes.
Quarterback Greg.
Fuck that. That was a good question, G. That's where I wanted to take the raccoon story, but I forgot. My note literally just says Ohio raccoon myth. I forgot to.
It's one of those moments in podcasting whenever you do this for a little while. You know that picture of D Wade and LeBron whenever he throws the hoop?
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Like we've gotten to that point now.
All right, so I still had some questions last week, and I got some new ones too. Who's more likely to start a cult by accident, Beyonce, Zendaya, or Taylor Swift?
I think those are going to happen.
Mm. No, that's true.
I think Taylor Swift though. If you only pick those. Would I follow Zendaya? Yeah, probably. But but Taylor Swift fans, I don't know. The only one that I'm more afraid of are Nicki Minaj fans. So I don't really know. But I don't like talking bad about it. Like I'm okay to talk bad about the president, anybody, hell, that guy in a wheelchair that does things over there in Austin.
Hot Wheels, woo,
man. Rather than Taylor Swift, because I don't like her music and I don't really like her, but I ain't
gonna say nothing. Why are you whispering? Hold on. Ain't gonna say nothing else. Folks, there's nothing wrong with your audio. He just dropped down 17 octaves.
She's great.
Yeah, those Swifties are crazy. They are. Yeah,
I think the more likely out of those three is gonna be Taylor Swift.
Well, Beyonce's fans are kind of crazy too, though.
Yes. But you said who's the most likely? So
I know I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, just like because the Beehive or whatever they'd be going crazy too with Beyonce. But I don't see a lot of Beyonce slander that be happening a lot. But when people start talking crazy about Taylor Swift, it's kind of up. But
yeah, Cowboy Carter sucked. So
oh damn!
Oh, cold chest.
They're gonna come out the woodwork now.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
But
Post Malone's country album was trash too.
Hey, Breach. Hey, you ain't said nothing we ain't already said.
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on. Before we go down this route, is there anybody who y'all would like? It didn't have to be now, it could have been when you were younger. That like if they would have started something, you probably would have followed.
Like now, or you say when we were younger?
Nah, probably younger, because I wouldn't follow anybody now, but
yeah.
For me, it was Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne could do no wrong. He could I mean, I saw him kiss Birdman. I was like,
whatever.
Normal. I mean, one time I was in a club and I slipped and fell. You know?
I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, as much as I enjoy The Weeknd and his music, I've never done cocaine, and he's been doing that shit for years.
It's a hell of a drug, I can tell you.
Now. Yeah. So Rick said. So I don't think even back then, the one person that I may have listened to, what was his name? Zordon. What was the floating motherfucker in Power Rangers? The one that was in the gym.
Yeah,
he could have told me, hey, go take that pill. You'll get superpowers. But yes, of course, Power Rangers. Absolutely. That's way too young. I think we're all dumbass kids.
If I would have caught The Weeknd, when I was younger, I'd have been in the club doing cocaine for sure.
He already
for sure. But with Dallas too, Lil Wayne, if he would have started some fucking cold or something like that, I'd probably been front and center.
I bought his clothes. I was trying to wear the shoes. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Plainview's fine.
Locked in.
I was like when y'all talked about songs that y'all could sing back and forth, I was like, there was just a plethora. I was like, name a genre. I was like, before we do that, because we could even within that genre, I was like, do y'all want down south? Do y'all want New York? Like, what? Do y'all want, when you say country, do you want Tennessee? Do you want Texas? I'm like,
yeah.
You want Mexican music? Is it Tejano? Like, what is it? Like, I'm like, no, like. Gun to my head, there's a few that I'm like, all right, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Greg, did you have one?
I mean, you know, Doja Cat could tell me to do something right now, and I'll probably do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stay here and act. Like, I wouldn't.
I'm not going to lie. Like, Doja Cat, I know she don't like her own people and likes white guys, mm-hmm. weird white guys, but still.
Look at this man's eyes.
Nah, but hey, but the only the thing that got me were the demon stuff. I was like, no.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, let's stop racism, right there.
Racism towards your own people. I mean,
that's
I've
okay.
been around that my whole life. Been around that my whole life. But
demon stuff, I was like, it's just a phase, you know.
I could exercise
a phase.
We'll get past this.
I know a priest. Got some holy water at the crib, girl. Don't even worry about that.
That brings me to a question. Do you think pop artists like that, they always go through that type of phase? Because what's his name? Old Town Road Buddy. He had a video like that too. And then Doja Cat. And I'm trying to think of who the other one was. But you think that's like
even Lil Wayne, face. Yeah, no, yeah. Even Lil Wayne did. I mean, I mean, there's only so many ways you can go. I don't even know if it's a conspiracy theory. I think it's just more of the fact that, like, all right, we're trying to be edgy. I'm trying to get people's attention. I'm trying to do this or do that, and it does make me feel a way because I'm like, there's a lot of things I mess with, but like, openly confessing love for the devil,
yeah.
I was cool with the drugs, but
drugs, devil. Huh? It's like,
that's like, what is it? Don't be a menace. Like, can I get crazy? Like, yeah, girl, get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Turn into a demon.
What do y'all think, Greg and G?
I think that's the nail on the head. It's you get to a certain point in your career, and it's like, hey, what have they said about me? Oh, they say I like the devil. Watch this. Get my music video guy. We need all the red you can get because the message boards just go crazy, especially up here in the panhandle. Mm-hmm. I won't let my child listen to them. So you got bigger problems.
And their child over there clapping cheeks and stuff. Yeah. All getting abortions and everything.
I know your daughter, and she got pregnant at 15. So listen, not that it's a problem. Hey, listen.
Nah, she was a hoe. We didn't even know who that daddy was. We over here thought it was one person daddy. We don't know who the daddy is.
And that's what makes you lie. He's saying the quiet parts out loud. You can get pregnant, but if you don't know who the dad is, that listen, you ain't even made it to prom yet.
I mean, I was cool whenever like my buddy and it was at the Kingston. He got his girlfriend pregnant. I mean, like, I get it. They stayed together. They're still together now. Hell, they were just in Alaska or some shit. I'm like, hey, good for them. But that other girl that keeps posting on her Facebook page about how, like, she done found God and it's her 13th time and she got 13 baby daddies. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you need to find somebody else because God can help you.
Why does God keep running from you? You know, why you gotta keep fighting them? So he done turned his back on you.
Nah, I be judging people like, They get a haircut and they start. You can always tell when a girlfriend or somebody broke up with somebody, like hair color changed, and then the pose just changes too. They're just like, just out here with the kids. I'm like, oh no, she's back out there. She's on these streets. You're like, going to church today, but you're working out. Like, why are you posting in spandex, girl? Like, go watch them kids. Like, who watching them kids?
Oh my goodness.
Look, I'd be on trips with my wife. My child is taken care of, so you don't come at me for that. But like, I know nobody taking care of that baby except the grandma that been doing it. Peter, I'm like, give her a break.
In the world.
Give her a break. Don't
want six of them kids.
What? Jeez. It is what it is. I mean, it happens, especially in these small towns, man. Always, all the time.
James got at least three illegitimate children.
Let's not.
I think the oldest one is 22.
All right. Damn. Anyway, moving on. Move past that.
Get this man caught up.
Sheesh. Who in the Dragon Ball Z universe would make the worst Uber driver?
Frieza?
Damn. Yeah, call your wife as soon as you get in.
Broly would probably suck.
Broly.
I think
Krillin, honestly, Krillin will get you there. Goku might suck. He don't even take care of his own kid. He's not gonna get you where you need to be.
But Krillin's always dying, so I can't count on him.
That man's a whole police officer though. He's chilling in the city.
Krillin is the strongest, human. All right, you
would miss anger with him. Trust the police.
No, I'm just saying, bro. Like, he's just a citizen. The strongest human. So I feel like he's more trustworthy than a Goku, because he's gonna see somebody pull up next to him. He's like, oh, he got a better car than me. Step out, and they're gonna try to fight.
G did bring up a good point, though. He is the police. He might get us caught up. So,
yeah.
But it would be James who was okay.
Would you like to buy marijuana?
Yeah, he's in the front seat, like. In the John Cena uniform that y'all talked about. That was a great description. I was like, that's true. Krillin their backwards hat, like,
what's up, my G?
Cocaine. You want some?
Are you going to your hood?
Fuck it. I'm
trying to go into your hood.
I think. Sorry. No, you're good. I was trying to think of somebody. Vegeta, I think he'd be a terrible Uber driver.
Honestly, most of them would suck. Gohan will get you there. He might be better off saying who's a good one. Gohan might be the only one who's really going to get you there.
I think Chi-Chi can do it.
I don't know. She always at home, so she probably would be waiting on Goku to come home.
or Bulma. She was traveling for a while before she settled down.
She'll find a way to get you there. Her rich ass ain't going to get you there either.
Who's the blackface character?
Mr. Popo.
He ain't doing it.
Nah, he trustworthy. He'll get you there.
See, that's racist.
You're a good guy.
I know why you think he's a good Uber driver.
Why? Because Nigerians are in bigger cities. They be scooting. I'll get you there.
All I'm saying is, if the window between us got some sort of decoration or some beads on it, I know I'm going to get there the way I need to get there.
Yeah, when I was in New York, this I don't remember in December, and I knew our Uber driver wasn't American because the way he talked, he was like Puerto Rican or something. And then the police are following us. They pull us over, and it's these two African dudes talking to this Puerto Rican. They're like, "You don't speak English?" And I was like, "You don't speak English? Hey, what the hell is going on?" He's like, "No, hablo inglés." And I was like, this dude was just talking to me in English. So I was like, oh, shit. He going to jail.
Here's my card. Take my card, sir.
He went to jail. I was like, I didn't say a word. And we had passengers with us. And they're like, well, officer. I was like, y'all better shut up. He said, no, we're just passengers here. We don't.
Yeah.
We're just here. We're just trying to get out of here. And I was just flabbergasted by these two guys just trying to say, like, you don't speak our language. I was like. I could barely understand him too. It was rough.
What language was rough. That? Please, what? Whenever you say you don't speak our language, please clarify, officer. Which one are you referring to?
True. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
I got a question for Dallas regarding this topic. Dallas? Do you speak Spanish? Obviously, did you have to like learn extensives for your job, like different kind of Spanish? Because like They found out at work that I speak Spanish, and they be asking me to do shit for like HR, and I'm like, bro, I don't know these words. I speak like I could tell you give me a beer. Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
So G actually knows more Spanish than me. The thing is, I moved to the Valley with little to no Spanish experience, and now I understand it a little bit, but the words they be using to sentence you, They're like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, I don't know. I got to call somebody else.
Hey, good news is we got your payment.
Everybody understands. And I thought at first they would have a problem with it, but hey, as long as they're getting out, they don't care. I was like, shit, I don't care either. Like, we don't need to talk. I'll be having my assistant in there, and she'd be saying things, but she don't know the words either. And she's like, first language was Spanish. And she's like probation and judge and stuff, like we can say, but they're like other terms in there, like you're not able to appeal. And you're like, she's like, what's appeal? I'm like, why? That's why I hired you. I don't know.
What did he say?
He's got the translator app open on his phone. He said, Your Honor, can you just repeat that one more time, please?
No, the other day, we were in the jail cell, and I was like, can I bring my phone in? They're like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I don't speak Spanish. I'm just going. And I'm over here like, talk to him real quick. Like, they're wanting to give you life. Like, oh. But Dallas is going to make sure they don't. Like, he's like, okay. Okay.
Gosh. Wow.
Fucking hell, bro.
That's a lot more serious than the Spanish I have to talk, because it's, you know, I work with a bunch of lunch ladies and they be coming in talking about their schedule or they want to change schools, but you're over there dealing with sentencing, so that's wild.
Man, if they do it out in them West Texas areas, I'm sure we could do it over there, man. Hey, but if I get caught up on this, my bad.
My bad.
Hit him with it, James. It's that time of the show.
Song of the week.
Song of the week. Brought to you by the lunch ladies at Greg's job.
Woo!
James or Greg, give them the schedule that they want, man. Quit playing with these ladies.
That's not my job.
That's what he says. That's not my job, ladies. Sorry. But keep bringing them snacks.
Fuck it, hell.
My song of the week is Chop Suey by System of a Down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Heard that shit the other day. Why they always send the board? I say, hey, that's true. Why they always send the board?
Greg.
Are you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't even got one yet.
I'm going to give my song of the week, and I'm going to give an honorable mention and a second honorable mention.
Damn. Okay.
If y'all don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
My song of the week. Y'all know my favorite band, Loathe. I saw them in Chicago. We talked about this. We talk about it all the time. They finally dropped a single after 5 years. It's been a long wait for me, and I never thought it was going to happen. But they dropped a song called Gifted Every Strength. 6-minute epic. Fire, damn, bro. I love it. Honorable mention goes to Benny the Butcher. He dropped a song called Sign Language. Pretty fire. And then less honorable mention, it's a song called Long Distance Relationships by Coley. It's some silly-ass white guy. I'm going to have to send it to you, bro. It kind of slaps. I'm not going to lie.
Dallas, you can go ahead.
I had said earlier that it was going to be I'm So Hood, but I'll make that my honorable mention. Because Greg, oh yeah, I didn't know we could got that. And I'd like to shout out to Riley Green. I went to see his concert last week, and that man can really sing. He's a country artist. But I will go with Jug King by Young Scooter, RIP Young Scooter. I've been listening to his song. It's probably one of my top played songs this year, but passed away this year. Sad story.
Yeah, rest in peace.
RIP. So my song of the week is Nunca He Sido Honesto. Oh my gosh, I said that wrong, but Latin Mafia.
You ain't gonna be no lawyer down in the valley.
I'm not. Damn. I said that last part wrong, but it is what it is.
You gave me life.
Hey, they gave me life. Sayonara.
That skit is so funny because the motherfucker has a house phone. I'm like, hold on, he really hung up. Like, you can hear the beep. Greg mentioned, and I don't know if this is while we were finishing up, but we've kind of not avoided. We just haven't talked sports in a while. I want to make it a point to discuss sports so we can catch up on some things. I don't know if you want to do that now, James. You got some more questions? Dallas, if you have anything for the guys?
I got a lot of stuff, but I don't know how long y'all can stay on because y'all we already did Song of the Week, and I know that's how y'all end. So,
it's whatever you want to do. You know, we're a podcast of the people, and you are the people.
Well, first, what kind of sports were you wanting to talk about?
We don't discriminate. We talk about all things sports.
Well, did y'all talk about Shador yet or no?
No, we didn't talk about the draft at all.
Oh, no? Oh, man. Again, I'm not a huge conspiracy theorist, but I just don't understand why the man was drafted so low. I get the whole racial aspect of it, and I get wanting people to shut up and blah, 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 blah. I really think there are a couple reasons. I think Deion Sanders being in anywhere near something right now where these people don't want anybody in their business is a problem. Mm-hmm. And I also think that putting Shador on anybody's roster is going to forever create play him. And they're like, I don't need that. But, I mean, I do think he has a talent. My younger brother played with him before in high school. So, I mean, the talent is actually there. The guy has grown up a lot. I heard a lot of stories about him being immature in high school. But, of course, why wouldn't he be? But from everything that's come out, I mean, he's grown a lot. And they've taken risks on everybody else. Why not take a risk on this guy? Honestly, to me, Cam Ward is more of a risk because guy was low on draft boards last year. He just happened to have a good year this year. So Shador has been producing at every stage, every level since high school. Seen the man play multiple times. Seen him in person. I met his dad. Great guy. I mean, Deion is a great guy, so I get the aspect of it. I know these people don't really like him like that, no matter what they say. But, I mean, fifth round? Y'all couldn't even just fake it and do, like, third or something? Like,
yeah.
And honestly, just don't draft him at that point. Let him go and draft it so he can go wherever he wants to go.
I heard the theories. I'd love for someone to leak the audio, because you got to imagine all these front office interviews were recorded. And apparently there's been some talk about the interviews weren't great. And somebody has the video somewhere. If you could just leak that, that'd be great so we can understand. Because if it's not that, if he didn't say anything just out of this world, then it has to be the awe factor. Now, the only difference is it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. As a UT fan, Arch Manning's eligible for next year's draft. So if you're afraid of having a name on your roster, like Dallas said, this is really going to prove it, because Arch is projected to go top 10 and he ain't started a season. And if you're worried about people calling for him to be the starter, you're going to get that with a Manning. I don't care. So I think the truth will come to light sooner rather than later. I do think they're afraid of having anything to do with the Sanders family because of rumors and stigmas and everything else. Yeah, I hate Dylan Gabriel. So fuck him. Shador, take his spot, please. If you're going to take a chance on Johnny Manziel, Cocaine Johnny, you should have at least taken a chance on Shador.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got tackled by the police.
Oh, yeah. I did forget. I forgot about that. Wasn't that like right before the draft, too?
It was pretty close.
If we're even saying like that, I mean, James Winston, too. He was. It's not like it's not just there. It's not just one aspect of it. That's what I'm saying. I don't think black is the answer. I don't think that's truly the answer. Now, do I think culture might be the answer? Yes. And a lot of times people think those two things run together, but they don't. And I can tell you, because I know black people from all areas, whether it be the panhandle, and they ain't the same as the one in Houston, and they ain't the same. But that's for any race. I mean, Mexicans, they damn sure ain't the same as the ones over there in California. And so, especially in the Valley, I mean, like, so I get it, just the cultural aspect of what is coming from. I think that really clashes in the quarterback view and what the league would like to do. But, I mean, not so much. I really think it's a Deion issue, because you still have the Lamars of the world where you'd be like, okay, but we support Lamar. I'm like, yeah, but Lamar didn't have that kind of pull. It isn't until recently that if what Lamar says is going to happen on a team. So Cam Ward, whatever. No one gives a fuck what Cam Ward's going to say at the beginning. Like, you got to go out there and prove yourself. But Shador going to be like, hey, why is this food bad? Like, y'all eat what the fuck's going on here in the Brown Stadium? I was eating better than this in high school. Y'all got to do something. And they don't want that kind of person coming in either.
Yeah, that's true. I really thought the Saints were going to actually take them in the third round or at least, but the fifth, falling that far into the fifth round is crazy to me. I know with all the stigma with Deion and everything like that, but at the same time, you've seen him play at Colorado and at, where was he at?
Jackson.
And you've seen him just play well everywhere he's been at, and he's put up numbers. Broke records in Colorado and stuff. He's a good player. Like, I don't understand Okay, so if you want to send a message, second, third round, cool. But then you let it slide to the fifth round. It's just you're saying something else, which I'm not sure what it is yet. And like Dallas said, it's not just a black thing. I think it's just a multitude of things. It's just that we're not in those rooms to see what they're saying about him or what they're trying to show the world of what Shador is. You know what I mean? And I think it's just a big part of Deion just being supportive of his kids and just having them do great things and just having them have that confidence like he had when he went into the draft and stuff. And I just don't think they want that stigma on any of their teams. And I mean, you send them to Cleveland. I mean, it's not the greatest place to be. So,
and them boys don't want them. You see when they draft, they didn't want them. Which gets me for teams like, okay, well then put them in Dallas because you don't care about winning. Yeah. I mean, you don't like put them on the bench. You'll sell jerseys. I already got my jersey ordered, and that's because I'm like, I'm gonna support him. I'm like, no, yeah, all right, y'all want to be that way? Like, yeah. I'll support him, but I don't know, man. It really don't make sense to me because, like, if you really care about making money, just put him on there. Mm-hmm. The Jets couldn't use him just sitting on the bench too. I mean, like there are numerous things that you go.
Yeah,
I mean, but
Greg's team is the one that should have got him. Come on, Greg.
I don't know about that.
Come on, Pittsburgh. Speak up. Another chance.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna take him second round. I was shocked that we didn't. I was a little disappointed that we didn't. I don't know though. Like y'all have all said, I don't know what happened. He skipped the combine, didn't he? Or did he have a bad showing?
He skipped it. Well, he didn't throw, and then he threw with at his own stadium.
At the pro day.
But even then I didn't think the Steelers were gonna take him because Mike Tomlin, he likes to run his own show too. Like, he's running it over there. So I think he's that, like, would be a clash.
He's like Doja Cat, huh?
Yeah. You see, they just let go of George Pickens today. They just they're gonna give him to Dallas. So there's gonna be a trade. I know. I think that's more or less with his talent and more the fact that he's gonna. I mean, Tomlin don't want to deal with them. I think that's going to be a problem for Dallas because if Tomlin don't want to deal with them, I'm like, damn. And isn't George Pickens the one that was picking on Jordan Lewis on that game where he was holding his helmet?
Yeah, he tweeted out. He said, the Lord knew I needed to be somewhere else. Because his ass is in Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken. Duval!
Oh, man, is, bro.
I don't really think that trade
has gone through anything.
No, I mean, it's gone through. I think it's been finalized. But, like, I mean, they're still not better than the Eagles, and they're still not better than the Commanders, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
They could be the best team that is. They ain't going to win this year, so I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
I just, you know, to me, are you a Dallas fan, Dallas?
Oh, I got tattooed on me, huge, named after him. I'm just a mad Dallas fan. I'd be mad about half the things they do. I got the leather Dallas jacket. I got a Dallas chain. I'm like, no, but
damn. Well, who else do you like? You like the Lakers, or I mean, what kind of basketball?
I liked the Lakers before LeBron. I've never been a LeBron fan, so I'm just kind of been just watching basketball. I've always hated LeBron, so.
Oh, okay, well, I was gonna say, like, you know, what pissed me off about the Pickens trade is, like, because I'm a Spurs fan, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Steelers fan. To me, trading and helping the Cowboys out is like helping the Lakers out. Like the Luka trade, that should have never fucking happened.
Yeah, that's
or like trading with the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't give the evil empire Luke Skywalker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, honestly, like, but I mean, Dallas is known for shooting themselves in the foot, and Cuban left, so he doesn't make those decisions anymore. So, I mean, I really don't know why that man over there in Dallas is still employed or alive. But I ain't suggesting nobody kill the man. I'm just shocked. People kill for very less, but whatever.
So let's talk playoffs, James.
Looking at it right now.
How them C's doing in Boston?
I don't know what's happening right now, bro. I really don't. New York isn't that team like that. I feel like Carl Anthony Towns wasn't the difference like that. So I don't understand what's happening. And we're losing by like one. I feel like we're just not playing well. I'm trying to look at the stats right now and see what we're looking like tonight.
They lost again?
Yeah. 90-91.
Another 20-point lead.
I'm saying, bro, like, I don't know what's going on. Hold on. I'm pulling up the stats right now so I can see what's happening.
Jalen Brunson gave it to him.
So.
So I'm going to plug my laptop in. It's about to die.
Oh. But
I ain't worried about this conversation.
So our leading scorer was Derek White and what's it called? Jalen, 20 and 20. Jason Tatum had 13 points and 14 rebounds, 5 for 19.
Hmm.
And then we have over here Karl Anthony Towns, 21 and 17 rebounds. Brunson, 17. Hart, 23.
Not big. Josh Hart. He ain't going to make that layup on me, Towns.
So they're just playing better basketball right now. We're playing like shit. Jason Tatum, I guess, is having a playoff slump all of a sudden. But I feel like they shouldn't be dropping these games, especially to the Knicks. I feel like the Knicks aren't that good, but obviously I'm wrong because we're down 2-0 now. But
don't feel too bad. Halliburton's giving Cleveland hell.
Bro, man.
He got his daddy suspended and then it just big balled the shit out of that team.
I think Halliburton was voted like the most overrated player, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's been getting shit. Like,
yeah.
Since the year he
did All-Star. Good for him. I'm like,
I was surprised to see LeBron get votes on that list. Did y'all see that?
No, oh, really? I didn't know that was a vote.
Yeah, he was towards the bottom, but people still, like, they voted for him. I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy.
Man, people hate LeBron, like, bad. Like, just hate him, it's funny, though. And anyway,
I know, I think he'd be cheating on his wife, too, and there's a conspiracy about covering it up, so no.
Wow. That's why he wasn't at the Met, huh?
No, I don't know why. I guess it's always ever since he left Cleveland and Miami, I guess, because I didn't have a problem with him in Miami either. But then when he went back, I was like, man, I just felt like it was real, like an ego thing for me. So I was just like, I don't mess with this. I as much as I really liked Kobe, so as much as he was like, I'm going to leave, but he didn't leave, I appreciated that. I'm kind of that guy, too. Like, I hate you, but I mean, I will stab for you, now. So whatever. Like, I'm not going to be there, but I'll stab.
I'll show up, yeah.
What happened with Houston, dude?
No comment.
We're not talking about it.
Jalen Green is doing his best Jason Tatum impression.
Man. I thought they needed another scorer because Jalen Green is so hot and cold. Yeah. And playoffs, he picked the perfect time to just be cold.
And I hate that shit now because you see it. Steph Curry's out, right? Pulled his hamstring. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, oh, yeah, Houston did so well. They really – I said, bitch, if they'd have done well, they'd have won the series. Yeah. I don't care if you get these boys tired because Draymond all of a sudden is the best shooter in the league. Like, the fact that he's not one of the Splash Brothers, I just want to – you can bleep this, but I want to unalive myself because I hate that man. The way I hate Draymond Green so much, I would pay a lot of money to just kick that man square in his chest. I'd rather pay money to kick him in the chest than be in that $21 trillion city on the ground. Jeez. I'll give all my money to just open hand smack the shit out of him than live to see the future. Damn. Now, Houston choked. I mean, they really did. In the biggest game at home, Şengün played good, not great. Van Vliet, I mean, he put the team on his back for two games, couldn't do it again. Amen. I mean, he played good, not great. And then Jalen Green, he couldn't be what we needed him to. I'm confused as to why we didn't play Cam Whitmore more, but hey, I hope he stays with the team. If we get another vet, though, if we can get a KD, watch out for 2025.
You think the KD is the one y'all need, though? Because look what's going on over there in Phoenix.
Nah, Phoenix is a shit show. That's why they've been through like three coaches in the past 3 years. Houston's got it on the right track. They just needed somebody else to pick up the scoring burden. And, I mean, KD's a threat on defense as well. I mean, he can D up.
How long is KD has, though?
Go to State.
How much longer do you think KD has?
He doesn't got to have much. I mean, as long as – KD's a bucket. I mean, always has been. He can give you 20 any night, and he's not gonna be hard pressed to find it. Jalen Green just couldn't generate his own shots. And I think that's what you get with something like that. Giannis already said that he doesn't want to go to Houston. He wants to go to LA or Miami. I don't blame him. Motherfucker's been in Milwaukee his whole career. So that ship has sailed. So I think the only other vet, you know, score that you can get right now is KD. And if we gotta trade Jalen to do it, sayonara, buddy. Get ready to learn Phoenix.
Learn Phoenix. He's not a bad player, dude. I think he's just still young.
That's fine. He can be young somewhere else.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Man, Greg. Phoenix is a train wreck. I don't know what Phoenix needs, bro.
Well, before they got KD and Bradley Beal and stuff, they made it to the conference finals with Chris Paul and what's his name?
No, Devin Booker. Finals?
Oh, they went to the finals, and after that season, they fired Monty. I don't know why they fired him, but then they traded for Bradley Beal and KD, and then ever since, it's been a coach carousel, and they've been shit. And they have all these scores on there, but nobody wants to be a point guard. So somebody got to go.
Did you feel about Pop's press conference?
It was sad.
Yeah, that was sad. I don't even like Greg Popovich like that in the Spurs, but
hey, I didn't realize the stroke hit him as hard
that
as hard.
And that makes me feel bad because he spent a lot of his life coaching. And again, the whole dad aspect, I'm like, man, you need to retire and go hang out with your kids. Like, damn, man.
Does he have kids?
Yeah, I think he's got a daughter. Maybe. Huh. I don't know. I know he's got a daughter. I don't know if he has other kids, but I think she'd be in San Antonio. I don't know.
She'd be chill. When you coach, you don't have time to yourself. You with them kids all the time.
I know his wife passed away a few years ago, so he's been chilling, you know what I'm saying? It probably needed to happen. I didn't know, like Dallas said, I didn't know the stroke got him that bad, but that was a tough watch for sure.
Yeah. Cause I always forget how old he is. Even his pictures, you know, with that the last title that he won with Timmy, like he already looked old at that point. But mm-hmm. he should have called it quits ages ago. Should have went out with Kawhi.
Yeah, I see. I thought he was gonna retire that year too. Once they won that last championship, I would have just sold off them to sunset. But hey, he's married to the game, so.
Greg, I brought up sports because you mentioned it. What sports takes did the people need to know about?
Nothing. Right,
Canelo sucked. That's all I got to say. I don't even want to talk about him.
Yeah. The fights were shitty. Devin Haney looked like ass again. What's that dude's name? Inoue got knocked down. That shit was crazy. By a fucking Uber driver. He still won the fight, but it doesn't matter. No, I mean, y'all, like I said, y'all had teams in the playoffs. G's team already lost. the Spurs had won Rookie of the Year, or the Spurs had a player win Rookie of the Year again, back-to-back. That was exciting. People are saying that we should trade the Rookie of the Year for Giannis, and I don't really agree with that type of shit.
Is that Castle?
Yeah.
Fuck it, send him.
For Giannis.
You don't want the Greek Freak?
I don't know how that would. I don't know how he'd fit, bro.
That's 2 7-footers that can score.
Yeah, I guess so.
I round up. Giannis is like 6'10", but that's 7 foot to me.
I don't know. I feel like Giannis can't create his own shot. Yeah, he can like get to the bucket and stuff, but I'm not scared of him out in the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be.
Or trying to create something. So I don't know. I feel like he needs a point guard to help him succeed. So I don't know. I could be wrong.
Giannis,
I feel like this is a lot of sports talk. I feel like girls are just turning off at that point. They're just like
they know. That's why I gave the disclaimer. I said, "Hey, y'all, we're gonna talk sports because we've avoided it for quite some time."
Yes, we don't have anything to talk about. Football's the only real sport, and that's all there is. And then Oh, on a side note, have y'all seen the show Ted Lasso?
Yeah, of course.
Great show. Now, I almost watched soccer because of it. I'm not going to, but it was a damn good show.
Not going to. Dallas, if you have a few more things for us, we can run through it real quick.
Okay. Well, these are some things I had thought about while I've listened to your podcast in the past. First question was, how much to be gay? What race are you least attracted to?
Oh, how my
bad
God.
Were y'all bad in high school? Talk about being mixed in different families, ham in a can, and how I was asked for Greg's address so I could just send him a fucking ham in a can since he don't know how to Google, and I found it like in 10 seconds.
Wasn't the right ham in a can. He sent it to me.
Oh, damn. Okay. And then walk-up songs, but y'all kind of did that. Y'all have done different versions of that. The only reason I said that is because the other day I was in a car and like with my wife and one of my best friends and his wife, and they're like, "What's your walk-up song?" And I didn't really have a good one. And then so I really had to, because all of the shit I listen to, it's not a true walk-up song. And if I had played baseball, it would have been some outlandish like My Neck.
my back, something like that.
And then strike out, that'd have been a third.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we can tackle these questions. We'll do rapid fire. The first one, how much be gay? A million.
Damn.
Is that a lot or a little? Hold on.
I ain't gonna say nothing yet. I'm just going, damn. James, how much?
I gotta be, you gotta give me like three mil or something, bro.
How gay are we talking?
You have to suck.
Hey, go. yeah, I'm gonna go a cool 2 mil.
So I think for me, it's because it has to be something I feel is unattainable. I wouldn't put an amount that I feel like I could actually make one day. That's why when you said a million, I'm like, I mean, for me, it'd probably be like minimum, like 500 million. Like,
the fact that that's the furthest from attainable for you just speaks volumes.
I I don't have $1 million, but I do think it's possible. And I do think like 10 million is possible. I mean, I don't think those are unattainable numbers. But I don't see $500 million being attainable. Honestly, I don't. And if I could make it and my wife leaves me, at least, you know, she going to take a good chunk of it. So I got to be aware of that, too. Because she's like, she's going to be like, gay? Oh, no. No. Gay? And then anytime we get in an argument, she's going to be like, you were out there sucking dick, all right? Get the fuck out of here. And so I don't want to deal with that either. I'm like,
well, it's out there now. I gave the number. I can't walk that back. What's the next question, man?
No, what gets me is the reason I thought about this is one time we were drinking with some friends and they were like, well, I would. There's not an amount. I was like, lying, because
everybody's
got a number.
They would just wait to hear what everybody else said.
When I worked in Plainview, I've always known I wanted to be an attorney. And so I told my boss who worked at Allsup's, he I guess manages a lot of them. And he was like, well, you know, that's expensive. Well, he's gay. So he was like, if you're just my boyfriend, but we don't do nothing gay. We just hang out sometimes. I'll pay for it. Law school is expensive. I'm like over 200K in debt on law school. So I'm like, nah, man, I can't do it. I appreciate it. but nah, I can't do it.
Oh, shit.
Let me see. Next question what was it, Greg?
No, you're good. You're good. What are you gonna say?
What race are y'all least attracted to?
Spicy question. This might be worse than the gay question.
Now he's saying least, so there's still some attraction there. Let's make this clear. But I'm gonna say Island Pacific / other.
Oh, really?
Goddamn,
that is specific. Holy shit!
I'm thinking about the government documents that you fill out where it says race. Alaskan? Can I say Alaskan?
Alaskan.
What kind? You mean like? I guess it's more like natives though there. So
yeah,
man, I think Pacific Islanders are beautiful. Shame.
I didn't say that. I'm not. It's the least.
I'm just saying white people, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Do you have a specific white people?
Like
England, Irish. Are Italians counting? I know they be trying to flip flop sometimes.
Italians are white people.
I believe so too.
The Brits, yeah, probably that. I don't know if I can. The beans in the morning and all that bullshit. Nah.
Isn't Dua Lipa British?
Is she?
I'm pretty sure she's from the UK.
I don't know.
And honestly, that only reason I wanted you to specify because UK white women are probably my least as well too because. Mm-hmm. The women I be watching more UK shows lately and their heartthrobs are like, I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
No, what gets me is the lady from Handmaid's Tale for like a good 5 years, they were trying to make her a thing. Oh. The main character.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that bitch is ugly. She is.
Sorry, June.
She was on the Invisible Man, and he's over here trying to get her. I was like, ain't no damn way you're invisible, and that's who you're trying to get with. Nah, I'm like, when there's like, I mean, even beautiful white men, you might catch me in Sweden or Dutch with like them 7 foot ones, like, but you gonna get me with this ugly Handmaid's Tale one? I'm like,
not Alfred.
Greg, do you say white people too?
Yeah, I said white women. I'm not.
I'm in trouble twice. Next question. I've answered incorrectly twice. I already know. This episode ain't even got to drop.
There ain't no wrong answer. They gonna pull up like pictures of me with a white woman. I'd be like, man, I know.
That could happen. To
me as well. I'm gonna go through the races I've been with, but still, like, I ain't saying it. I'm from West Texas. Like,
hey, we had to try it, Dallas, to see what we don't like. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't even that. I got a lot of subtle racism. Not so subtle, because I remember being like, well, we could date, but I just can't take you home because my daddy don't like Mexicans.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
I got that in high school.
I can't say that. The same thing happened to my buddy Prince whenever I had to go help him out, because the girl he's talking to was Mexican, and since he's black, they were like, I was like, I got you, Prince. Don't you worry about it. We're gonna ease you into this.
Got reinforcements.
All right. Next question was, were y'all bad in high school? Because I be hearing stories of James's high school experience is 1897, and I just can't picture it sometimes. I'm like,
was
he in the streets like that? Like, what was he doing?
I was terrible, bro. I don't know what I was on in high school, bro. To be honest, I was just fucking menaced to as soon as I hit my freshman year, bro, I was just on one, always in the office, always just doing dumb shit. Man, you know what? I take that back. If my cousin was doing it, I was probably right there beside him doing that shit. So let's blame it on my cousin Lance. I'm gonna throw it on him.
You know what it was, James. Breaking the Law by Judas Priest came out in 1980. I know y'all were on that shit. Breaking the law.
You know what? James looked like he could blend in with the UK black guy, so I don't know.
It's hard to see. James.
I know it's hard to see, but I was a menace, bro.
Say bruv one time.
I'm not saying that.
I was a good kid. I was a good kid in high school. I went up to no good.
You did like James, what was the worst thing you did? Like, when I say bad, like, what was like the worst thing you could really think of
in high school?
Yeah.
I fought this dude in the I guess it's not recess, but I guess it's like our little break after lunch or whatever. It's always just dudes that think they're just big and bad, and I'm just like, you know what, I don't give a fuck who you think you are, so I just pick a fight.
It's like, no, bruv, come on.
And,
boy, bruv, I'll bun you.
And it started a whole thing, and a lot of people started fighting. And by the time I knew it, I wasn't fighting anymore, and there was, like, multiple fights. But then I went to the office, and everyone was like, well, James is the one who started the shit, so I got in trouble for it. And I was like, oh, that's y'all crazy.
Snitches.
Like, yeah. I was like, okay, that's
the worst thing you did was inside a race war. Got it.
That wasn't even a race war, but I mean, there was
we had a few in Plainview. Don't worry about it. It happened.
But it wasn't just me. Like my cousins and stuff, we're around a lot of white people. So I mean, it is what it is, and you know, fights happen.
I wasn't like bad in school. I was a good kid in school, but like, you know, on the weekends I was getting fucked up and trying to take girls home and shit. I was, you know, pretty standard high school experience. Yeah, standard.
True. Yeah, so for James, it's funny because I did one time a friend of mine was fighting another guy, and the guy happened to be black, and my friend was Mexican, and we didn't know. It's a small town, and we didn't really figure out who he was talking about. We didn't ask. He's just like, I'm gonna fight this guy, and we knew he was gonna get his ass beat, because whenever we went to try to prep him, my buddy was like, all right, put your hands up, and he's like, all right, now, you know, hit him, and my guy just gave him just a high five, and I was like, oh, I was like, oh, he gonna get fucked up. I was like, oh no. And we were trying to teach him how to punch with only 10 minutes. It wasn't working. But when we showed up, I knew everybody on the other side, and it was like my best friend Prince and his cousin. I was like, oh, I'm not fighting them. I was like, that's my best friend. Y'all gonna fight each other, and we gonna be good. But it turns out, and then there was a literal race war, like where there was like Mexican versus blacks fighting each other. And I was like, I'm not gonna get into that. I was like, we all go to the same school, and your mama's gonna get onto both me, and I'm not picking sides. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But no, with Greg too. I mean, we used to like do beer runs, and I used to pray with girls late at night, and just, you know, We were the stereotypical high school kids. Like when we were in senior years, we'd try to talk to all the sophomores and we would take advantage of them if their parents weren't home. We'd be like, oh, your parents aren't home. You're the cool guy. We're going to throw a party at your house. And then one time my friends were into like stealing rims. So had to facilitate that. I'm not saying it ever happened, but and then fights, but nothing crazy. Oh, actually the worst thing I ever did was there was this kid that was like the goth kid and I beat him up for no reason. I just for absolutely no reason. And if you're out there, I apologize because there was nothing nice about that.
Oh my God.
I think about it sometimes. I'm like, that just wasn't nice. I don't know why I did that. And you know what gets me is these movies, they lie to you because they're like, hey, you know, that jock or that guy who beat you up, I'm sure he's going to grow up to do nothing. And I'm like, actually, I became an attorney and I'm doing quite well. And that makes my life
such to be you. Be happy I whooped your ass because you helped me get here. You should feel honored that I beat you up back then. Look at me now.
Yeah. I can be a little mean sometimes. So this one guy, he was wearing we were changing the locker room and he took his pants off and he was wearing pink underwear. But it turns out that he was just washing his clothes and, you know, they turned pink. Mm. And everyone was making fun of him. And I was like, guys, come on, you know, like y'all relax. And he was like, I don't need your help. And I was like, oh, okay, pink panty wearing bitch. I just want to my mind. it was pretty mean. I think he started crying.
Man, just ruined so many lives in plain view.
His mom, everybody, yeah. Shout out to them, you know. Good people in plain view.
What's next on this list, man?
Mixed. I don't really hear y'all talk a lot. I don't know if I missed some episodes about it, but like, what are your experiences with being mixed and how does that come into your lives? Because since my wife's from the Valley, we went to an HBCU. So a lot of her experiences with Black people were going to an HBCU. So it was like, it went from her being around no Black people ever. Cause there are no people in the Valley. Like my brother's out there living with me. He's like one Black person. And I think he makes up about 100% of the population out there right now, Black people. So I understood her confusion with it. Even some things like, if you've been around Black people, you know that like Black people and Africans don't really get along like that. And so she was a little confused. She's like, but they're Black. And I'm like, you know how you talk about the Mexicans and Reynosa? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, it's kind of like that. Like you're not viewed the same way. You kind of view each other differently and they view you differently. So it's like that. She's like, oh. So I've always been around like white people because I'm from the Panhandle. And half my family's Black, so that's never really been an issue either. But how is it presented in your lives? Because I know, G, you're married to a predominantly Hispanic woman. And James, I don't know how it was in the 50s, so you can kind of talk about that too.
So what are you asking? Just like,
what are some some things that the people wouldn't recognize about you? Do you ever feel like, I guess one, is it hard to be like, do you ever feel like two cultures are pulling you?
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. For the most part, no. I was predominantly with my Mexican family. My Black family did also live in Earth and stuff, but I wasn't taken over there a lot unless my dad came and got me. And these aren't your like typical Black people. These are like your Texas Black people, just cowboys and everything like that. So it wasn't like my type of vibe. I was on some other type of time, but for the most part, like when I go over there, it just felt like being around just, I hate to say like white people, but they just all country and stuff. So it just felt like I was just back at school or something like that, just around them others. Besides if my cousin showed up, because my cousins were like just about the same as me. They weren't country or nothing. They were just, you know, now I'm not saying like they're cool or nothing like that, but just on a different type of vibe. But sometimes like it just depends where I'm at. I can feel like the Hispanic people kind of looking at me kind of weird, but then they see me like speaking Spanish or understanding Spanish and stuff. And they're just like, okay, maybe he is Mexican or something like that. But sometimes you can feel those eyes sometimes, but I don't really let it bother me. It's just whatever. It is what it is. I don't really have that issue with it. It's just, you know, they don't know what I am. So it is what it is.
I mean, my situation's similar. My father's family is all up in New York, being born in, you know, predominantly raised in San Antonio. I'm in the Southwest side. It's Mexicans down there.
Man, are you still trying to claim San Antonio?
As I was saying before, I was what's this defamation, Your Honor? I went to Mexican schools. I mean, my mom raised me. I lost my dad whenever I was a baby, so my black family, my grandmother was the extent of it. My uncle, whenever I went to go visit them, but coming up, it's gonna sound crazy, and I realize that as I'm saying it, I knew I was different because I was darker. I didn't know I was necessarily different because I was black. Right, my school pictures, I just look like the darker kid. But I look around, I'm like, what makes somebody black is a skin tone. But if you talk to these people about black people, they have this whole perception of what a black person should or should not be. So, I mean, I know Spanish. I can speak it. I don't consider myself to be one way more than the other. It's just, what do I know? Well, I can tell you right now, I can cook up carne guisada or a Mexican dish faster than I can cook up some greens. Now, that's not to say that I can't cook up some greens. It's just it's what I'm accustomed to. Whenever I go to visit my family in New York, it is a bit of a difference in culture because they see somebody who, number one, was raised in Texas, so they think we all just ride horses everywhere and we're all just cowboys. And then number two, like even small things like the way I dress, or you know, if I'm wearing a different do-rag than they're wearing, it just looks different because it's like he ain't really, you know, one of us, if you will. So I don't ever feel pulled either way. I know coming up, there was a come to Jesus moment, if you will, where it's like, as much as I felt Mexican, on my papers, what you see is a black man. They say you are what your father is, right? Well, my dad's black, so I'm a black man. I couldn't convince anybody otherwise. You look at me, you could probably tell that I'm not completely, you know, but it's just one of those things that as you grow up in the panhandle, you realize quickly there is no mixed, right? If you look a certain way, that's what you are. Going to college and then, you know, early in my early adult life, that's really where I started to feel more of a, I don't know how you explain it. I guess I started to really lean in more into what black culture is or what it looks like, because I quickly realized if I wanted to just be buddied up with Mexican folks, I could. Right. And I'm not saying that my circle was just black people or just Mexicans, but I had to realize, like, if I want to fit in, number one, I wasn't ever just trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, but I had to realize that you have to know your audience. So I became, you know, just the best version of both worlds. I think if you put me in a populace that's predominantly black, I could be okay. If you put me like Dallas said, in my wife's family, I'm good there too. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah. And I mean, I knew enough about G when I met him, and his dreads were always dusty. And I was just like,
relax.
And I was like, man, G, you need to,
I will not
get those planted. Twisted.
My dreads were not great, but they were,
man,
not
I had bad. To always tell him. I was like, just cause these white people here don't know what they're supposed to look like, don't mean you got to walk around like that, G.
No,
that's crazy.
Man, just like, but just so you know, I have to go to the same thing with my younger brother, but only because there's no people. There's like one Dominican girl out there braiding his hair, so that's all he got over there. But you, G, I just knew it was because you were struggling to find your inner you.
No. I got pictures. I have photos of my dreads. My dreads were clean. The issue is that my hair is not as coarse. So my dreads.
I be seeing white boys clean their dreads in yours over there sometimes.
Oh, damn.
We're not going to do this. Because if we're talking hair, I know your Mexican faded ass is.
Hey, don't talk. I've been through a lot of trends. I've always been the same person, but my wife would laugh because like I dyed my hair blonde at one point. Yeah, but just imagine
he combed his hair over. Yeah, let's make it clear.
One time I told a guy that we were in a bar and I was like, have you ever been knocked out by a guy in a comb over? Cause you about to. He's just like, cause I'm like, don't let this comb over fool you.
He used to do the hand through the hair, the JB type shit.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of a club.
I was at my buddy's house and it was one of the blackest things that's ever happened to me. The guy stepped on someone's Jordans and we had to have a full fight over it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to pull my beanie off and ask someone to hold my flannel.
To go fight these people. Yeah.
I was like, we got to do it. So whatever, man. I was like, yes. So, I get it, G. I know, you know, your hair struggles just make you who you are as you grow up.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have to post a TBT on my own personal account so folks
can see. We all got one good picture. I mean, that ain't telling
me. I got several pictures. If my hair was done, it looked great. If I was without a retwist for a while, yes, it's going to look bad.
Exactly. That's all my point is. I'm like, you thought you could get away for like 6 months. And I'm like, you know, and that's another topic y'all talked about. Like, when the last time you said the N-word, sometimes in my head, whenever I'm getting the point across, it comes out in my head. I don't say it out loud no more, but if someone says something, I'll be like, you might have been. Because, you know, the only reason I even stopped wasn't because of family, because they say it around me all the time. They call me that all the time. It was actually when I went to the HBCU and you see a lot of people from different areas and cultures being like, hey, that's not cool. And I was like, I never thought about it. I literally never thought about it.
Never thought of it.
I'm like, I don't think you understand. I've been called this my entire life.
I guess. Never thought about it that way. I'm like,
if it offends you, I just won't say it no more. It's like, not that big a deal.
Book smart and street smart at his HBCU.
God, dude.
Greg, what about you? You got any stories about your diversity issues?
No. I grew up in Brown was in the city name that I grew up in, you know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be there. So,
All right. We got time for one more. I got to get my daughter in the bath.
Actually, I think that might be it. Let me see. Because I just said the walk-up song, but y'all kind of – I mean, we could just do it. What's your – do y'all have a walk-up song that y'all have ever thought about in a situation?
Pimp Juice by Nelly.
That's a good one.
I had one. Don't think it's appropriate.
It was N Words in Paris, wasn't it?
No, it was Bad Boys for Life by James Boy Diddy.
Not my boy.
That's perfect, honestly. I would still do it I would try to be canceled. I'm like, who cares?
That shit's hard, bro. It comes in dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, fuck. That shit's hard. But now, you know.
Might be Stand Up by Ludacris.
Okay. That's a good one. There's a part, so the Gucci Man part on Vibing in this bit, it's like, so you'd have to listen to the song, but it starts off like, lock me in a door and I'm coming out swinging. And so like, I really like that part. Like, I feel like I could fight somebody if that part came on. It's like being in the early 2000s and like Lil Jon came on type feeling like, it's a lot of those songs. I've been in a lot of fights in clubs over songs, so just dumb stuff. And never my fault. It is. I've never been in a fight. No. It's always hanging out with the wrong people.
Like, just like a lawyer.
One time, this guy was opening his beer and throwing it on people. Oh, and shit. My buddy was like, this motherfucker's trying to pop bottles of beer. And then I started laughing. And he's like, who the fuck laughing? And I was like, oh, shit. He's like, all right, let's go outside. I didn't know there were 30 of them versus 4 of us. We fought for our lives. I was like, just don't go down. I hit somebody. Contact got knocked out. I was like, ugh. And we made it. We made it out. The police came. We left. But we got back to the apartment. And this is why. I love black people, but still, man, they got to be like, man, we really held our own. Like, man, we got our ass kicked. We tried talking about it over here, trying to gloss on the thing. I said, look at him. Look at him right now. He look awful. I said, I can't see straight.
Always a good time to have a guest on the show, Dallas. We really appreciate you coming on, man. Before we go, obviously, plug your business, please. Let the people know.
If y'all ever in an accident, just give me a call. I'll help y'all out. I forgot what it is. GLG can say that if it's 87, I don't know, man. My number, if you want to call, is 956-267-5955. I'll help you out with the accident. Also, shout out to Sandman. He got me
got me right. I know we probably ain't never gonna see this video because the way James works, but still. So if y'all ever need jewelry, Grills got Sandman, y'all can at me. He gonna get you right. He can get you the fake stuff if you need it. If you ain't there yet, he can get you the real stuff too. I was like, I don't wear the fake stuff, but you know, everybody gotta do what they gotta do. I got a couple chains on, so whatever y'all want to do. We're out here. I didn't put the top on, so I wasn't sounding awful. But yeah, if y'all need anything, if y'all ever remember, if you don't remember anything else from this podcast, if you get pulled over and you've committed a crime or you think you may have committed a crime, shut up. Okay. Just shut up. Call your attorney. Go to jail. Just go to jail and then call me and we'll get you out. But what you don't do is try to explain yourself out. You aren't that smart. Just know that you are not that smart. All right. Thanks, everybody, for having me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anime Corner Pod, talking about anime, how it's changed from 2020s, from like the early 2000s to 2020s and stuff like that, just how it's done, different animations, different shows that have been picked up. And, yeah, really just talking about just how it's grown from this niche thing to kind of mainstream and stuff like that. So check me out.
Yeah, we used to beat up kids for like an anime back in the day.
Send the people home, Greg.
Yeah, I don't have really any updates, but thanks, Dallas, for coming on. I had a good time this episode.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, that's it, man. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Akame got killed is the best anime ever. Bye. That's nice.